6.8 Discovery. I think in some ways the discovery documents are more difficult than the pleadings. I think they're not as formulaic. You have to actually do a lot more creative thinking for them. So this will probably take the majority of your time, the next three documents, as you're working through your written assignments for this chapter. The three big ones are, of course, interrogatories, requests for admissions, and requests for production of documents. The other two forms of discovery, requests for mental or physical examination and depositions, we're not going to give you an assignment related to that at this stage. You will have to draft a deposition summary, but you don't actually have to create questions for a deposition in this program. Your assignments are to create one set of interrogatories. It's one document and a minimum of 20 questions. Interrogatories are questions to the opposing party. Requests for admissions are statements that the party has to admit or the other party has to admit or deny. We want 20 of those. And then one set of requests for production, which is a minimum of 5 requests for documentation or some sort of physical document, a physical item to be turned over. And then we're also going to ask you to create the deposition summary, also called the deposition digest. We'll talk about that as we get on. That's a relatively simple document. Make sure to keep track of your billable hours. Sorry to keep hounding you about that. And also use the legal writing labs, because we have labs and document templates for all of these assignments, the interrogatories, request for admissions, and the request for production. So make sure to use these tools provided for you, and you'll find this a lot more enjoyable. And now, as we discuss the interrogatories, request for admissions, and request for production of documents, we're going to handle those on the website here under 6.8a, 6.8b, and 6.8c. So click on 6.8a or the next button, and we will discuss interrogatories to begin with.